Welcome to Bravo Breakdowns, your podcast study guide for reality TV. Every Thursday, we cover an entire season of brawling, boozing, and romance, and skip all the boring parts where everyone is getting along. Whether you've never seen an episode or you're a Bravo scholar, we're here to break it down for you.
These girls are having a breakdown. Bravo Breakdowns. These girls are going insane now. Bravo Breakdown.
Yep. Good morning, students. I'm Lauren Davis.
I'm Michelle Weber.
And today we have a very special episode for you. For all of those who have been wanting to jump into the podcast, but are not the biggest reality TV fans and don't want spoilers, we just have all of our star-studded, hilarious reality TV comedic guests compiled into one episode for you.
So exciting. I love a clip show. You know, there's nothing more labor intensive for a podcaster, just anybody in television, anybody in the like media.
Mm-hmm.
The clip shows are really like the height of art
and originality. You know, and also like on the cutting edge, because let's face it, everything's going towards IP these days. And you know, this is already our IP.
I see you pee. Okay. This is off the rails already. No, my old apartments, you could see like when you connect to your Wi-Fi, or you can even see like your neighbor's Wi-Fi, like someone had their Wi-Fi name was like, I see you, or I see IP, or I see my P. I don't know. Never mind. It was funny though. Something about IP, but like PP.
Because like an IP address.
Yeah.
Like a pun.
I think it was IP in the toilet. But it was IP
in the toilet.
Something
I see
like
what
that.
They did
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
It's like it's kind of confusing though. It's like Tracy Jordan on 30 Rock, his license plate is ICU81MI, and he's like, my wife called it inscrutable, and he's so mad, and now that's my game I play with all license plates. If they're just like, if any vanity license plate is too confusing, it is such it's so funny and such a dunk on them.
Like, oh my God, I saw a license plate today and I wanted to take a picture and send it to you, but I was driving, so I didn't. And I was responsible.
Oh yeah, I've almost gotten in so many wrecks, like taking a picture of one that are like heart eater, where I'm like, what is it?
No, this one just said Cyrano.
Cyrano. Huh, yeah. I mean, is it just a huge fan of French literature?
I think they listened to our one podcast where we sort of referenced him.
I don't know
why we referenced Cyrano.
Yeah, it's usually.
Oh my God. Oh, well, we're not recapping it out. But season 9, last episode, James Kennedy does a Cyrano with Raquel.
Oh, yeah. Well, something to look forward to next week. And in addition to looking forward to our coverage of season 9 and 10, we're also officially announcing our Traitors coverage.
Yay!
So if you are a Traitors watcher, you got some time to catch up. We're going to be recapping seasons 1 and 2 from the U.S. version first, and then we'll jump to Australia, and we've got some special contestant guests from Australia, not even comedy contestants, real celebrity.
We have not taken any improv classes with these people.
Yes.
Let that be known. We have not taken improv with them. They are for real.
We know them only from creeping on them and stalking
and stalking them and being like, will you be on our show, please?
Please, please. And they're like two of my favorite contestants. Australia season 2 is going to drop on Peacock in April. So be sure to watch out for that. Australia are my two favorite seasons. So you got some time, catch up, watch them all so we don't spoil it for you, or let us spoil it for you. Like, yeah. It's a fun show either way.
Yeah, we love spoilers.
I honestly read spoilers for everything all the time.
I love it because then it's like, okay, then it's like, do I want to watch?
Yes. And you get to experience it twice.
So that's why our whole podcast is just spoilers.
Yeah, pretty much, because we're such fans.
Of the spoil.
That should be like the name is Lauren and Michelle, spoilers.
Spoilers.
We spoil everything.
Those spoiled gals.
Yeah, we're spoiled little bitches.
You know who's spoiled?
The royals.
Lindsay Hubbs.
Oh, yeah. I would say entitled. That's a good word I might use.
Did you watch the last episode?
I did. It is crazy that she said that she was blindsided. Like, how did she not see this edit coming? That was all the drama in the house is about them. Like,
the only thing I'm mad about is, like, these fights in the Uber/Lyft. That was also a bone of contention with Carl and Lindsay that episode where he's like, it was a Lyft.
I know. Why don't we have recording? Like, why didn't he press voice memo?
What are we doing here, people? Like, I hate when Bravo does this. Like, you have cameras in their bedroom. What are you doing?
And I think that is there are still a few Lindsay defenders out there. And I think that is the only case they have is that, you know, we don't have the recording. We don't actually know what she said. And neither does she. She was in a blackout.
But then when we do see what she said, it's not awful. It's awful.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad. Yeah. It's pretty bad. Oh, I love her. Did you like the valley?
Yeah, I still, like, I'm not retaining all of the...
We don't have to.
...white faces.
We don't have to.
I know.
I feel like
I enjoyed it. It washed over me both times I tried to watch it, though.
I really liked it. I'm excited by it.
I'm excited. I think it's a huge step for Bravo.
I'm excited. I think there's some real sickos on this show, and I'm not just talking about Jax, Brittany, Kristen. I'm talking about Jesse. Also, everyone has a J name, like Jasmine, Jesse. Is there a Jason? I don't know what's happening. Jax?
See, I don't like that. That is something that, like, upsets me in shows. Like, I hate, like, Love Island always cast people with the same name and stuff. I'm like, make people change their names before they come on the show. They will do anything to be on TV, so why don't you make it clearer who's who? Like, when you're writing a pilot, you make sure no one has the same letter first name, so why don't they do that with reality TV? Have people go by their middle names.
There's not that many sociopaths to pick from.
But I'm saying, like, they're sociopathic enough. Like, look, Jason, Jax, like, used to be Jason, changed to Jax. He would change again.
He would go by Axe. No, he wouldn't. But anyway, I think Jesse is the true villain of the show. Yeah, he's really fucking dark.
And he would go by another name.
I feel like it's going to be, like, a really dark show.
I agree. Like, the darkness of suburbia, which it's like, oh, I'm so tired of, like, written shows being about, like, suburbia. Everything looks great on the surface, but underneath, it's dark. It's like, we've covered it in Desperate Housewives, people, but seeing it on reality TV,
there's,
like,
something bubbling.
Yummy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something in the buttermilk ain't clean.
Something in the buttermilk ain't clean. But, you know, I am excited. I feel bad, but I was excited to see Jax and Kristen.
Yeah.
I think that this is Kristen's best relationship, the fact that he lives in Colorado 99% of the time.
I really think they could make it. Like, he is someone who, it seems like, really does not want to be on TV and is on TV against his will. And I think if it wasn't for this show, they would have made it.
And it's we'll dry. See. And he's, I love him. I forgot his name. Colorado.
Alex.
Yeah. I love him because Jax is so upset by him. Like, he triggers Jax in the most beautiful of ways for me.
Yeah. Are you? Okay. So there is a fan theory, listeners, that you might be familiar with if you're big pump heads. And that is that Jax and Kristen have been sleeping together on and off. They're like, pretty much for, like, over a decade. They only admitted to two times, but it started before that. And they're basically like the Tom and Raquel, but it's never stopped happening.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
I kind of ship them.
Like, whenever, like, shit's gone down in his relationship or her relationship, I bet that they've... What did Stassi say? Like, you went down on him. He returned the favor. You guys had sex. He was in the other, and Tom was sleeping in the other room. You're sick.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if I would be very, I would not be very surprised if one of them still owned a DVD of Drive. And that's all I'll say about that.
Yeah. Yeah. That is, like, their that's like their song.
Yeah, and they keep a DVD player just for that movie.
Yeah. As do I, honestly.
It's just to watch Drive. I mean, you know, that scene where Ryan Gosling kisses Carrie Mulligan. Hot stuff.
Hot, terrifying, just like Jax.
Yeah, exactly. In his early days. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Hot,
and
terrifying.
Kristen as well.
Dangerous.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
He's a madman. Okay, well, we've got so much fun content for you to come. If you're a first-time listener, we hope you check out the full episodes, especially the La La episode. We just gave you a tiny taste of her music, but she's got so much funny stuff to say.
Yeah.
And we hope you enjoy. And make sure you follow us on IG at @Bravo_breakdowns. Same on TikTok, @Bravo_breakdowns. We have a viral TikTok you should check out. And email us, bravobreakdowns@gmail.com. If you are interested in us covering a show, or if you want to send us an oral exam.
These girls are having a break.
Lies. I'm playing.
But can you spell monogamy? And you have to spell it the American way, not the British way.
Oh, shit. Okay. M.
Mm-hmm.
U.
Oh.
No, mon. M-O-O-N-A. Mon. M-O-O-M-O-N-O-M.
That's a lot of M's.
Oof.
U. J-Y. Monogamy.
I think he's trying to spell menage a trois, which he's more familiar with. So we're gonna let you have that one.
He is more familiar with that. I apologize. It was not a great question for you. This one you will get.
Okay, hit me.
What attracted you first to Kristen? Was it her cigarette smell or the Pinot Grigio on her breath?
Ooh. We bunged a lot of cigs out in the alley, yeah? So probably, yeah. I'd say probably the cigs. I'd go the cigs, yeah.
The sweet smell of cigs.
And what do you guys call those in England?
Oh, those love.
Okay. Dang it, now we said it. Okay.
We did not say that.
He's British.
I'm British. It's fine.
They spelled that word over there with an O-U-R. So yes. It's fine. It's different. It's different, babe.
James of the Blind Items is allowed to say this. Okay. Moving on. Moving on.
So we all know your Christian birth name, DJ James Kennedy. But do you know what your other stage name is that you go by? Here's a hint. He's a famous rapper who also made sneakers and recently talked about how he has a strong mistrust of the Jewish people.
Oh, Kanye. Of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But what kind of Kanye are you?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm the white Kanye. Yeah. I'm the white Kanye.
Yes.
You have a better memory than we thought.
Oh, my God.
Look, I will say that one side effect of cocaine is it makes my memory really sharp.
That's what the studies say. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what all the studies say.
That's why Keith Richards just won Celebrity Jeopardy.
Yeah, without a nose. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Love wins. All right, moving on to question 5. So you were famously punched in the face at a wedding. But by whom, DJ James Kennedy?
Oh. Shit. So I've been hit a few times.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's very true.
So it's like, you know, which time was this?
And which wedding?
Boss, I don't know. I can't tell you. I think I've tried to black it out.
Okay, let's do a sense memory exercise. that might start to bring it back. Okay, so you are outside of Sheena's wedding, you are at a car. You are smelling the smell of old cigarettes, the smell of old Pinot. You get socked in the face, and who do you see? Who do you see punching you?
Is it Kristen's boyfriend?
Yes. It's just Kristen.
Oh, it's just Kristen. Of course.
If it was Kristen's boyfriend, you would just be punching yourself, DJ James Kennedy.
That's fair.
And okay. I believe you had a follow-up question to that, Michelle?
Yeah. Did you secretly like the punch?
I mean, Lisa does smack me on my bottom from now and then, and that kind of puts a little tingle in my jingle.
We need to talk about this offline, because I'm pretty sure she's breaking many workforce laws.
Look, she likes to make it hurt. I don't know what to say.
Stern but fair. And final question, bonus question, question six. Can you give us, I know you're filming season 11 right now.
Can you give us
any spoilers?
There may or may not be a hidden camera in my bathroom that goes straight to Andy's private television in his office.
Whoa.
Wow.
I don't know.
Big.
I found it, but I left it.
Okay. Lots of workplace violations going on at Bravo, shockingly. Yeah.
But, you know, finders keepers. And so that's the law. So I co-sign on that.
Well, Michelle, let me confer with my fellow instructor to give you your grade real quick, Michelle.
Okay, let's say it at the same time.
If it's not an A, this is a ratchet podcast, and I'm getting out of here.
Well, James, we did grade you on a curve. Even though, I don't know if you're familiar with curves. You might be more familiar with lines, but we did decide to give you a C.
Boo! I knew this was a shit-ass podcast. I should have never come on in the first place. This is ratchet as shit.
James,
you keep looking at me. Fuck this. No, I should say. Come out
James.
And fight. Come out
we're,
and fight.
We're sorry. James.
Come out and fight.
Jamesy, baby.
No.
Relax,
sorry.
Bro.
This ratchet.
Relax,
ratchet
bro.
Ass. Ratchet ass. I knew it. Ratchet ass.
Okay, James, you have to go now, James. You have to go.
We're driving. I'm turning the car on right now. Thank you. Babe, turn the fucking...
drive safe, James.
Drive safe. Okay, all right. James.
No.
Thank you so much
for
coming.
Thanks. Fuck off.
All right. DJ James Kennedy, everyone. Who knew he is not the best student?
Who knew he would be so volatile?
It's Unstable Tubby. Sarah and Maggie.
Maggie and I have a list of three very hard-hitting, very deep journalistic questions that we would like to ask you both in order to determine if y'all would be great replacements for us in case something were to happen.
Right. It's good to have a line of succession, as we're seeing.
We're basically the royals of podcasting, so we need to have a...
Yes. Essentially. I mean, we didn't want to say, but we said it. Maggie, do you mind if I go? Can I go first?
Yeah, please jump right in.
Okay, great. All right. Our first question, and this is for both of you. You can answer individually or as a pair. It's your choice, completely your choice. So as we have established, you both are Bravo professors, but you're also very professional stand-up comedians. And with that in mind, I would like to know, would you rather be heckled by Dorinda yelling, "Giovanni," during your stand-up, or have Sutton get up and leave your show because she was so offended?
Oh, my God. That's easy for me.
Yeah, I think
it's Dorinda.
Oh,
wow. Yeah.
Explain yourselves, please.
Actually, Lauren, I'm like – a little disappointed in your answer.
Oh wow, I'm actually
a little shocked because like we've talked about, we don't really watch Beverly Hills.
Well, but I did see this episode, and Sutton
wasn't impressed with her work.
Well, she wasn't. It's not like I do understand that you're like, I want to see a masterwork, and Dorinda, that was like an all-timer moment, and Sutton's was like, sadly, the best moment of Beverly Hills this season.
Yeah, it's
but
iconic.
Not iconic in the same way. But I'm thinking about like the feeling of doing stand-up comedy with drunk Dorinda Medley, actually red-faced and screaming.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So it's, and honestly, like,
I would be so happy to see that.
No, it would be terrifying. She's a terrifying woman.
So you would, So Michelle's like, I'm here for the iconic moment. If it's my stand-up that has to deliver it, so be it. And Lauren's like, actually, give me a less than performance and let my performance.
Sutton's not even watching anything. She's like leaving the room. Like she's being really polite.
Yeah. Much like Dallas audiences, just at the sheer mention of a genital, she will walk out.
Just walk out and cry.
And so it just seems likely. And I wouldn't take it personally. I could just keep going with my set. Whereas if Dorinda was screaming Giovanni at me.
Oh, my God.
The combination of emotions that would overtake me.
I would be emotional, too, if Dorinda was screaming Giovanni at me. I would be brought to tears of joy. So really what you guys have done is like, I think I need a new best friend.
No, this is actually exactly the right answer.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Ironically.
I was just going to clarify, Lauren, you're staying with Sutton and Michelle, you're staying with Dorinda. Are those your final answers?
Yeah.
And what's odd, Maggie, is that is actually what I wrote down would happen. That is the correct answer.
That's much how Sarah and I would have probably answered that question. We would have disagreed. Probably. We would have had very sound logic for it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's important in a best friend and a replacement is that you guys can come together. So that was, I can't believe you guys got that right. That was honestly one of the harder questions.
Oh my gosh. Well done.
I'm so proud. I do have another question that could tear you apart or bring you together.
We'll see.
This would you rather is in honor of your first two series that you've covered on your podcast, Bravo Breakdowns. So would you rather be a friend of on Summer House or a friend of on Vanderpump Rules?
Oh, gosh. Okay. But okay. Can I ask a question? Which season of Vanderpump Rules?
Yeah. Is it current or is it you get to choose?
Or is it like season two cast?
Yeah. Let's go. Season two of Vanderpump, and then let's go. What season for the Summer House?
None. It's Vanderpump.
We had to take season two of Vanderpump, baby.
That one. That, although, again, that would be like the more terrible experience.
Oh my God. Yeah.
It's worth it. That time, it is worth it to be able to see the Kristen and Jack's. Unfold to the mystery.
Actually, you came twice, sweetheart. I mean, I guess I'm giving up, you know, a summer in the Hamptons.
He went
back screaming at women on the Hollywood Strip. But you know what? It's worth it.
It's worth it to live together in a studio with popcorn ceilings next to like Jack's banging someone in a sheet in the other room.
Oh my God, watching Drive. I have the fucking chills.
Yeah, it's worth it.
Oh my God, I'm so happy just even thinking about like being able to witness season two live.
Yeah.
Just like in the background, you're getting a drink at the bar and you see it all unfold. It would be correct.
We're in our little
answer.
That's
it.
We're just in the Sir Alley. Oh my God.
Oh God.
Oh my God. Short shows up and he's like, hey, Katie, I know you're at work, but I've definitely cheated on you.
Calvin, take me away.
And she's like, my break is over. Yeah, no, easy.
Yeah, definitely that.
That is correct.
Maggie, they're two for two, right? Aren't they?
Yeah, they're two for two. So this is the question here. This last one is really the most important.
Now, you both are writers. So this would you rather kind of plays off of that talent. So would you rather ghostwrite the autobiography for Lisa Vanderpump or collaborate with Luann on one of her stage shows?
Luann.
I think Luann. I think Luann too. Yeah.
Oh, was there hesitation there, Lauren? What was the debate between Luann and Lisa?
I just wanted to consider both of my options, but I'm like 90% sure Lisa would be one of the meanest housewives in real life.
Lisa would be like yelling at. Luann would yell at. I mean, well, Luann would probably yell too, but Lisa definitely would, and she'd probably make me like do side work or something. Like,
yeah, we'd have to marry the cat while we were. Yeah, exactly.
She'd like Yeah, she'd make us like dress Jiggy, even though he hasn't been around for a bit.
His taxidermied corpse while we are like typing up her life, and she'd take full credit and make us look bad somehow.
Like, yeah, we'd be shoveling the shit for like the little ponies in her front yard,
grooming the swans. It would just become a nightmare.
Well, Lauren and Michelle, I am pleased to report that that is the correct answer.
Oh, yes,
I also talking about it on another podcast, I realized like we do know so much about these people. Like, I don't know this much about my mom.
Same. But you have such a strong opinion about it too, which is like if we asked about any other pop culture celebrity or any member of your family, you'd be like, I really don't care to answer that. But this was so quick for you. You were like, Luann.
Well, Michelle and Lauren, real quickly before we give our final verdict, Maggie and I are just going to step
converse.
Yeah, we're going to step out and see if you just want to move your headphones and not pay attention for a few minutes.
I can't believe they got that first one right.
I can't believe. I mean, Maggie, when we talked about this, I told you, I'm like, I bet they split the vote on this. That's the right answer.
That was awesome.
And they came together, you know, and that to me is a true sign of friendship. Like, they can disagree and still move
and
forward.
And come together. I think it's, honestly, this podcast, should anything happen to both of us, would be so much better if it just included all Bravo content. I think that we've really nailed that these would be fabulous replacements.
Do you want to tell them?
Oh, I can tell
you. Get to tell them.
Okay. Bring them in.
Okay, Lauren, Michelle, you can put Lauren, Michelle. Lauren.
What's going on?
I was just thinking of two swans named Hanky and Panky.
Well, Pinky Panky Pogo Sticks, you guys would be fabulous replacements. Yay! We've officially decided.
So, Lala, we had your friend DJ James Kennedy, guest student on the podcast last week. And I know you think that he's a very talented musician and producer for some reason. Can you give us some examples of your favorite beats you made together?
A few bars.
Oh, absolutely. You want me to
bars?
A few. Oh, okay. A few bars. Just like of what he was spitting or what I was singing.
Give us Lala. We want Lala.
Oh, you want Lala? Okay.
Yes. Sing for us, sweetie.
Yeah. It was something like, don't mess around with me, boy. You are the one I want, boy. Yeah, yeah, boy. You know, it was something like that.
Oh my God, I'm rock hard.
Thank you.
Truly.
Thank you.
I'm rock hard, and my nipples are just steaming with delight.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah, he's so talented. He could, you know, take a shit on a turntable and it'd be magic.
He wrote those lyrics.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Taylor Swift could never. Could you give us a little more, Lala?
Absolutely. This one is more like personal.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of about my life, what I've been going through lately, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, kick it. Boy, I'm talking about you, boy, you, me, looking at boys, girls, everybody's doing it now, downtown, I'm sad and I'm crying, boy. So it's just something like that. It was like, it was kind of like off the cuff, you know?
Oh my God, I'm so emotional.
Yeah, it sounds like that's really hard for you. Downtown, boys and girls.
Yeah, boys and girls. Oh, the Boys and Girls Club downtown.
Yeah, it's a triggering place. So
I can imagine.
Well, Lala, we're no James Kennedy, but we were actually wondering if you wanted to collaborate with us on a beat today.
Oh my God, I would. Yes. Yes.
Okay, so Lala, we just want you to sing "Ain't Nobody Who Does Season Long Recaps Like You."
Okay,
can you do that?
Absolutely.
I'm Mrs. Davis and class is in session. Today we'll be studying my TV obsession. It's class with the contest. Here's an etiquette tip. Money can't buy the summer recess fit. Teach class for my mic. It's a USB. I bought it used on sale. A fucking Blue Yeti. Spreading facts and recaps. TV analysis. We've got closet booths. Our podcast palaces. Gonna cover each season of every Bravo show. Jokes as funny as Sonia. Gossip juicy as Joe. We made it nice today. So give us applause. And you press play. Don't ever put us on pause. Don't come for us in our ironic rap. Or we'll just say you're jealous of my rock hard whap.
Ain't nobody that does season long recaps like you. Ain't nobody that does season long recaps like you.
What?
I'm Mrs. Baber, repping working moms, spreadsheets, potty train, talking shit about the Toms. Working hard on the grind to make my family proud. My kid watched Housewives and said, those mommies are too turn my chair backwards because we're the cool teachers smoking soccer moms vapes under the bleachers. When it comes to education, we're good as gold. We're the girls we want to be. Make that women because we're old. We also break down for real because OCD hysteria, and we're number one podcast in Bulgaria. Two of the funniest crazy bitches you'll hear, I'll see. The best of the best. It's gotta be us three. Random but Sally Bowman is also the cream of the crop. If you don't follow her, do you want to get popped?
Kick us out, Lala.
Can't nobody do season-long recaps like you do. Can't nobody do season-long recaps like you, boy. Boy.
Boy. Boy.
Boy. Boy. Boy. Oh, wow. Wow. That was, I think, a new
you
class.
Gave us so much Lala. And
thank you, Lala. Lala, your oral exam starts now.
In this essay, I will tell you about why I love sucking dick during a plane's ascent. So when the plane is taking off, it is a really magical time where gravity is on your side because everything is going up, up, up. And just like a penis, or maybe you're doing a different kind of oral, a vagina, and you're down there and it's going up as you're trying to go down, but it's going up right into your mouth. Everybody's getting that tickle, tickle, tickle in their tummy as the plane is going up. And then that's going to translate into your genitals. Your nether regions, your no-no spots. And then that at that point, you can just kind of go with your tongue a whole lot. And then once the plane finally just kind of goes at like a normal speed, then everybody can chill out.
10 seconds left.
And then once it lands, then you're going to want to try it again, but like the reverse. So like eating ass.
Mm-hmm.
This is truly a dream come true. We told you guys we have a very special secret guest on the podcast, and it is none other than the most hardworking girl at Sur and in show business, Sheena Shea. Yay!
Hi. Oh my gosh, Sheena, we are such fans. Thank you so much for doing our show.
Hi, you guys. Thank you for having me on your podcast.
Oh my gosh, we're so happy to have you. So this is a podcast. I don't know if you're a listener or, as we call them, students. We teach people about like different seasons of Bravo shows. You seem like you were like a really good student. What was school like for you?
Actually, it was like really easy for me because I was basically the Britney of my school. I had the hair, the makeup, the voice. I was really good. Never saw my grades, but I assume they're good.
I'm sure A's across the board. So Sheena, you're kind of the reason, in my opinion, in Lauren's opinion, that VPR even exists, since you had an affair with a C-list actor, which pissed off his wife, Brandi Glanville, from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yes.
What advice would you give to the other girlies hoping to have an affair that leads to a successful basic cable show?
Yes. I'd say basically just like go for it, because there's no one too small or too unsuccessful that it really doesn't matter. I mean, look at me. I am the biggest star out there. And all I had to do was just a boy.
Yeah. Wow. And you never even knew he was married with children. You never Googled him. I love that for you.
No. Yeah. I tried to Google it, but I was on Ask Jeeves and it didn't work.
Ah, yeah. That's a common 2000s problem.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bad search engine. So we all know you're one of the best servers at Sir, and you take the job way more seriously than your co-stars. Yes. What would you say is your proudest achievement at Sir? And do you still pick up a shift there sometimes?
Yes, I do pick up shifts there because I legally can't leave. So I'd say my proudest moment is really working through any of my 1,000 injuries I went through and still sticking with it and powering through. As, I mean, you can't see me on video right now, but I did break a nail and that's why I'm in a full body cast. And I am just like, I'm a hard worker that doesn't give up.
You, oh my gosh, you, good for gosh, you. I hope you recuperate.
Yeah, yeah. Best to get well soon, definitely.
Thank you.
If you give us your address, we'll send you a spinal halo as well.
I would appreciate, I mean, honestly, it's kind of rude that none of you guys have reached out to me since I've had my injury, but I'm letting it slide.
We
are so
that.
Sorry. We've been really busy. I have a child and Lauren is unemployed, so she's busy.
I have allergies.
Yeah.
So I'm also in a full body cast.
Oh right my now. God. I'm sorry, that's really affected me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I forgot
I'm
about
sorry.
That.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot that you do this.
Okay.
So you're very confident and independent. But also talk a lot about being a guy's girl, even that you and even though you'd get gang banged in a van by your male co-stars, then be bullied by your female co-stars. Do you consider yourself a feminist, Sheena?
Well, I would consider myself to be female, and I think that just inherently anything I say is going to be feminist. I'd say yes.
I like that.
That's definitely the show's idea of feminism. So that aligns.
Yeah. Honestly, Gloria Steinem wishes.
Yeah, she could never.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to play a little Watch What Happens Live style game. We're going to list five iconic Americans, and you're going to tell us if you think they could hang a TV faster than Rob Valletta or not.
Yes.
And explain your reasoning. Okay. First, Benjamin Franklin.
I think yes. He could definitely do it very fast because he's on at least $1 and he just knows the right portrait framing for a TV, and I think it would work.
Okay, so true. Okay, Tim the Toolman Taylor.
I'm going to say no because he probably would overthink it because tool is in his tool name.
True. But Tim the Toolman Taylor, if you had an affair with him, do you think he could start a TV show
based on that affair? I could start a TV show for him.
Yes.
Oh my God. That's the right answer. That was the right answer.
Okay. Moving on. Jesus H. Christ.
Well, Jesus H. Christ actually went to my high school.
Oh my God.
He was the number one star in the track team. So I don't think he could because he would be running around.
Oh,
he's always just running around, even when he doesn't even have to be.
Exactly.
Classic it's Jesus.
Jesus works so hard. I didn't know he went to high school.
On Azusa High School, learning stuff.
Yeah, Azusa.
Is there any way that you could be thinking of Jesus H. Christ, or you're positive
that it was like the Son of God?
Well, no, his dad was definitely named Pedro, so I don't think we're talking about the right person.
Okay, fair enough. Ours was probably not American, so okay, moving on.
We're Jesus of Nazareth, I believe.
Nazareth, I think, is where he's from.
Oh, there are rivals. There are rivals.
Oh, they're the Nazareths are the Azusa rivals?
Yes.
Right.
The Wildcats.
was their mascot, the Nazareth Wildcats.
The Nazareth Wildcats. Oh my God, I'm just learning so much that I didn't know about you, Sheena.
You're such a font of knowledge. Okay, moving on to the next American, Lisa Vanderpump. Could she hang a TV faster than Rob?
And she is American.
I mean, she's like a classic American, and I think that you know, I would want to say that no, she couldn't, because she would probably just hire someone to right. do it. Mm-hmm. But I think she could do it. I think she lifts Ken every night to take him to bed.
I think so too.
I think so too.
I think she might be strong enough.
Do you think that, like, she's doing like a sort of Weekend at Bernie's, but with Ken?
Oh yeah, big time. Have never heard him speak once.
Yeah, she's puppeteering him.
Yes.
Got her. If you look close, her hand is all the way up.
Yeah, he's a ventriloquist.
Yeah,
dummy.
Okay. Last but not least, Madam Webb. Could she hang a TV faster than Rob?
No, because her bangs would get in her eyes, and I just don't think that'll work.
Right.
So true.
And yeah, okay, Madam Webb would probably get really bored doing that from the interviews I've seen with her.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. She doesn't want to even talk about doing that TV.
Nope. No, she would throw the project under the bus.
Yeah.
And corner Ellen. Okay, so we're moving on to a quiz, because you're such a good student. We know you're going to ace it. All right. So which of the following is not a lyric from one of your songs? A, I need a post without a mention. Give me a dick with no affection. B, I don't need a man to validate my life. I done hit rock bottom, but I'm doing fine. C, no need for your love and just get it up. Boy, I know you want me so we can fuck. D, I hope old Saint Nick don't catch me acting like a ho ho ho, because I've been naughty, feeling really jolly, shaking like a snow globe. And E, here's my ass, you can kiss it. Here's my you can miss it.
Well, if those are not part of my songs, I'm definitely using it. But I'm going to say that they're all part of my songs.
Oh my gosh, you're so close.
It's actually E. Here's my ass. You can kiss it. Here's my... You can miss it. That's yours. You wrote that, Sheena.
I'm going to the studio right after this, so...
Oh my god. With DJ James Kennedy.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready for your next question, Sheena?
Yes.
Which of the following ailments have you not complained about multiple times on the show? A, hematoma on your leg that required crutches. B, dead tooth. C, serious cuts from broken glass. D, a broken nail from punching Raquel in the face.
I'm going to say, well, I can't even make a fist, so I didn't punch her in the face.
Okay. Ding, 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 ding. Correct. That's the right correct answer. You did it, Sheena.
Good job.
Legally, too. Stay legally.
How are your teeth doing these days? Because I, you know, watching the early seasons, your teeth really went through something.
Yeah, I'll be honest. They're in a constant state of pain.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry we didn't reach out earlier.
Yeah.
That's okay. I just want y'all to know that my birthday is coming up and you're not going to be invited to the party, but that's okay.
Okay. Well, that might be a good thing, because historically all of your parties end in people getting punched, but not you punching Raquel.
But not by me. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. So safer this way.
Safe.
All right.
Even your wedding and somebody getting punched. Your own wedding.
I have a brand and I'm sticking with it.
So smart.
I love it. Moving on. We love your brand.
We do. Yes. Moving on to your next question. Which of the following celebrities were you in a throuple with for 6 months in 2008? A, Eddie Kibrian and Brandy Glanville. B, Dr. Drew and Audrina Partridge. C, John Mayer and Stacey the bartender from The Hills. Or yes. D, Slate Smiley and Joe DeRosa.
Well, I'm going to say A, because I don't think Brandy Glanville knew that she was in a throuple with
me. Oh, my God.
Oh, you're so close. That does sound like Brandy, but it was actually C, John Mayer and Stacey, the bartender from The Hills. You met him. I know it was a long time ago. Hard to remember.
Yes,
you met him at a bar, and you started to get jealous that he liked Stacey more, but you've given a lot of interviews giving all of the details about celebrity John Mayer and his
It's just really hurtful to me that mm-hmm. he would do that. And it still really affects me. I know it's from 2008, but.
Is he the one that killed your tooth?
I mean, the rumor has it.
She cannot confirm nor deny.
Legally.
I'm sure. Next question. Which of the following celebrities have you compared yourself to in terms of your appearance, singing, and performance abilities? A, Britney Spears. Yes. B, Gwen Stefani. Or C, Fergie.
I'm going to say, this is hard because I am kind of all three.
That's the right answer.
And it was all in the most recent episode of Vanderpump Rules.
Yes. I remember this now, yeah, because I'm a range.
You really do have range, honestly. You've given so much.
Those people are so different, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, they're all singers, female, but all have different hair colors.
Yes, and that's different crazy.
That's so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you've been nailing this quiz. Here's your final question. I know it's been a long time that you've been Sheena Shea, so it might be hard to remember, but what is your maiden name? Is it A, Panzan, B, Lanhan, C, Jancan, or D, Sanvan?
Oh God, Sheena?
Sheena?
Oh,
we went too far.
We went too far. Sheena?
We offended her.
I did not like.
Oh God.
Oh no, she's still upset.
We've upset Sheena.
She's texting me right now.
Oh my God,
it's so long.
Her teeth are falling out.
Oh no, Sheena.
I'm so sorry. I had to pick up all of my nails off the floor and my teeth, and I was just really offended by the question, and I would love if you repeated it.
Okay. So sorry about that. Didn't mean to trigger you. Okay, so the question again is, what is your maiden name? Is it A, Panzan, B, Lanhan, C, Jancan, or D, Sanvan?
I really don't like to go back to that time in my life when my last name wasn't Shay or Marie.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say B, Landam.
Landam was not an option, but you are so close. It's actually C, Jancan. And I'm sorry this was our fault. We redact the question. We didn't mean to make you fall apart and bring you back to that place.
But it is interesting that you don't know your maiden name. How do you get into any of your like bank accounts, retirement funds, answer any security questions?
I don't have those.
Oh, of course they would say that, but I mean, that's not. Come on. That's ridiculous. They're so dramatic.
Yeah.
They're dramatic.
They're dramatic, not Jax Taylor. Just because we can't see right now, are you doing the classic Jax, like the eyes bulging out of your head right now?
No. I'm doing push-ups as we do this.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Just real quick, though. You left on your own terms, Vanderpump Rules, and then were famously unemployed. So there were.
No, I wasn't. People were beating down my door trying to give me money.
Like who?
We hear everybody. I mean, everybody. You name it. They were hitting me up. I can show you the texts.
Uh huh. Okay. Like Florida hockey teams.
Oh God, they love me over there.
Okay.
All of them. All of Florida. All of the hockey teams.
The whole country of Florida is up my ass.
Oh, wow.
Wow, interesting, because you're from Florida. So,
they love me.
Of course. Yeah, you're the number one guy in that state.
I'm really more West Coast vibes, though.
And what do you mean by that?
I mean, look at me. I love being beautiful. I love being in the sun. I love being in the warm weather, being close to the water. I'm a West Coast guy.
Not like Florida.
Yeah, Florida is famously not near the water, no sunshine.
Oh, it's the worst.
So for work, before you got back on TV with The Valley, there were some rumors, there were some blind items and Page Six articles that maybe you were possibly a gay hustler.
Blind what? That's a rumor.
You're not okay. a gay house, so you want to set the record
I don't know
straight.
What these blind people are talking about, okay. but I was not. Look, they didn't that's just know a what funny they were... rumor. Look, I'm not a homophobe, okay?
Yeah.
I do not. I'm not afraid of gay people.
Uh-huh.
I could whoop any gay man's ass, but.
Oh, God. Okay, well, that's.
But that's just a rumor. That's not true. That's not true.
Okay, that is teetering into homophobia. Let's
I am not afraid of them.
Okay.
I mean, they're human, Jax. Why would you be afraid of them? Jax?
Yes, I'm here. I'm
Jax, we couldn't
just wanted to make sure you weren't plotting
dealing with
anything.
All this drama all the time.
Okay, we thought whenever you stop talking, we think that you, the call dropped because you talk so much. okay, so let's change the subject. So do you think that stealing another pair of sunglasses might save your marriage to Brittany, which is famously in trouble?
Look, first off, is it a crime to steal something that I looked so good in?
Yes.
Yeah, well, you didn't even wear them. You gave them to Brittany.
I know. I was so dumb. They didn't even look good on her. She looked like a dog shit wearing those. I looked amazing in them.
What does you and Brittany are
But I mean, separated. She's beautiful. I love her. Don't get me wrong. I love her. I'm just saying that I looked better in them than she did.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, relationships don't always work. I have a beautiful family. My kids are amazing.
You have one. Do you know your kid's name by chance?
Oh my God. What is this, a comedy podcast, or is this a podcast about real things?
Yeah, no, this is a podcast about the country of Florida. But what's your kid's name?
Oh my God. This is insulting. Uh-huh. Hold on, I'm texting real quick.
Are you Googling yourself?
Mm-hmm.
No, I use Bing.
Oh, that's the most suspect thing. Oh, we've heard so far.
Okay, so again, sorry about that.
Next question.
I hate all this talking about my family. Let's talk about me. This is more important.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
I love my family.
Okay.
Okay. So no answer on
the trust. What gender is your child?
Oh my God, he's a boy.
Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes, accurate. Although gender
Why
is
are
a
you obsessed with my I know my child looks good for his age, but y'all are obsessing over him.
What's his age?
What?
How old is he?
Look, is it a crime to steal glasses?
Yes. You were charged with a felony.
That's beside the point.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, the point was, what is your child's name, I think.
Is this a podcast about my child, or is this a podcast about what's going on with me? Because
we're curious.
Oh my
we're
not God. Get, we're You're not worse than the answer. Dude podcasts that are hitting me up.
What? Like,
I don't know. Do just a bunch of more frumpy like, ass guys want to talk to a real man, you know?
Do you want us to be more like the Joe Rogan experience?
What are your numbers like? Are they Joe Rogan numbers?
Uh huh. Yeah. No, we I'm might down. Have a deal Let's with Spotify.
I'm into it.
We have done 5-hour-long podcasts before, so in that way
yes,
we are.
Yes, about ivermectin. Do you fuck with ivermectin, Jax?
Is that like it makes your muscles bigger?
Because
I'll fuck with it. I mean, I'll take it.
If you're
it's like
horse,
a steroid.
It's what people who don't get COVID shots take.
Oh, I'm not into politics.
Oh, okay.
Let's move on. We're not going to get an answer on child's name. How about you describe your new show, The Valley, in 3 words, and you can't use the or valley.
Well, it takes place in a bar.
Three
drinks,
words. Jax. Okay. Drinks.
Jax.
Drinks and Jax. Yes,
that's 3 words. Drinks and Jax.
I actually think
bar.
You nailed this one. Yeah. Okay, that's the 4th word. But go back to what you said before. Actually, perfect. Perfect
Drinks
answer.
And Jax.
Drinks and Jax. And I'm in.
Okay. So when you got married to Brittany, there was a shot of you possibly
Michelle,
doing coke.
Michelle, we have lost you.
Oh, really?
Good. Now that she's gone, I just want to say... I feel like we were vibing without her more.
Do you mean like on a romantic
level? I felt a connection. I don't know, man. Send me a picture
Jax,
of you.
Jax, no.
Hey! Welcome Hi. Back. I'm glad you're back. Whew.
Yes, we can hear you. Jax was just... Oh, making a pass at me.
Oh, thank God she's gone again.
Okay, Jax, we're going to take a short break, but no sending me dick pics while we are on the break.
Oh, okay. Just sent it.
Jax, we've already all seen your famous dick on TV, okay? I don't need to see
it. You saw it on TV?
Can you hear me?
It looks bigger on TV, but it's big.
Okay. No one can hear me.
Thanks for being honest, partially. Okay, Michelle, are you back? I'm feeling uncomfortable.
Can you hear me?
I'm being love bombed.
You Michelle? Cannot hear. I can hear
just
you
our
guys.
Vibe
Hold
together.
On.
I don't know what it's like when it's just y'all two, but when it's just us two, feels amazing.
Okay, Jax, you are still married and separated because everyone thinks you're a cheater. You're not really clearing
I've
your
never
name.
Never cheated on Brittany ever. That's
really?
A lie. That's. It's ridiculous.
But you are on camera having cheated on Brittany, and there's a recorded conversation about you, where you and Faith were hooking up with an elderly person in the room, and you
ridiculous
said,
and not true.
Okay, but you admitted it. Okay, all right. I'm being jaxed. I'm being sucked into your web. Let's take a quick break. We'll get Michelle back on here. We need a
mediator.
I'm gonna
do some push-ups while we're on break.
Okay. All right. Okay, let me grab Michelle. Oh, wait, no, wait, she's back. Michelle.
Wait, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Can you hear me? Yeah, yes. Can you hear me? Oh, my yeah. God.
Can you hear
sorry,
us?
Sorry. I had to take a call. Brittany was calling me, and she was very upset.
Well, while she was calling you, Jax was sending me dick pics. And
that is not true. That's
it's a recorded.
Lie.
It's recorded, Jax. There's evidence. No.
Speaking of recorded,
Michelle, what's your phone number? Message it to me real quick.
No, don't do it, Michelle.
No.
You don't
want to
see what I saw.
And
I think I've already.
Send.
Oh my God. What is that?
Yeah.
Why is it full of spots?
You don't recognize it from the show, from Kristen's sketch show where they projected.
It's spotty.
The
I mean, yeah. That it looked good on on the big screen, I would have to say.
Jax, you spotted dick.
I saw my dick and I was like, I bet everyone in this room recognizes that.
Don't be proud of that, Jax.
I'm not proud.
What are you proud of?
My kids.
You have one kid.
My bar. And
okay.
The fact that I've just been a good, honest dude this whole time. Everyone else is lying. I've always been straightforward, honest, and everyone's full of shit.
So there is a shot of you that was recorded the day of your wedding that it looked like you might have been snorting something the day of your wedding. Do you want to clear anything up?
That was a Claritin. It was like the
you
trees
were snorting
were
it.
So beautiful. It really hits faster.
Is
if you...
that
straight to the brain?
Do you do that with Claritin? Do you freebase it?
I don't even know what that means. It sounds like drug terminology. I wouldn't know anything about that. Mm. I'm just about my health. And feeling good.
Okay. You're a healthy guy.
Fair enough.
I'm kind of a gym rat.
You yeah. actually really are.
You really are. Speaking
it's
of
my,
places.
It's therapy for me. Other people just want to be fat on the couch. I want to get my feelings out through the pump.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of places you spend a lot of time at, do you still go to strip clubs like you did in this season? Again, this is a yes or no question. You do not need to elaborate.
Look.
Oh.
Not a good start.
I don't know why people keep bringing this kind of stuff up. I've never been to a strip club, and I would...
You have. It's on camera, Jax.
Oh, my God.
So, that's a no?
Look.
Oh.
Okay.
I have... my friend owns the bar, and girls there... They happen to take off their clothes. That's kind of like the job they signed up for. What, I got to leave when they're doing their work? It's ridiculous.
Oh, okay.
That is the definition of a strip club, but yeah.
So you don't, do you tip these gals? Or do you just be like, they're at work, they're getting paid?
No.
Okay, you don't give them any money.
They come up to me because they want to say hi. They see me on TV. And they want to say, what's up? I don't give them money.
Oh, well.
Oh, so you're saying all strippers like you.
Oh, strippers love me.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Even though you don't pay them.
I pay. No, I, there's a tip I give them.
Oh,
you know
God.
What?
Jack. Okay, you know what, Jax? I think we're going to start wrapping this up a little bit. Maybe.
Jax just sent me the tip of his penis in a text. Jax,
my favorite part.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the app. We had so many great guests. Shout out to Dante Martinez. Shout out to Peyton Manning. Peyton Forrest. beautiful Peyton Forrest, LA zone. Very funny. Shout out to Sally Bowen. And also shout out to Christian Hughes, all our illustrious guests who played all of our illustrious favorite characters. And we're going to end the episode, as we always do, with an oral exam. I have 60 seconds on the clock. This is the oral exam of myself, Lauren Davis. And my time starts now. In this essay, I will prove it is so painful to share an Instagram with someone who makes you follow the Daily Mail. These are, when I open up my Instagram to do my promotional content or just to check what's going on, these are the horrific titles that come up in my feed. I'm just going to pull these up real
quick. Can I tell you, I'm reading the Daily Mail as you're speaking.
Oh my God. I don't know how you do it. It is so disturbing. It's always like, woman eats baby. Yeah. Like, sentenced to 17 years.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Man eats face. Yeah. Eats own face in a meth, like, yeah. cruise. Like, yeah. It's all because of the yeah. Democrats. And I'm like, I'm just trying to, like, you know.
No, it's all because
pop culture.
Meghan Markle.
Meghan Markle,
they
yes.
Meghan for everything.
It's, yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, I've got 10 seconds left. You did co-opt it, just like you've co-opted who we're following, and I'm tired of it, and it makes my cortisol spike every time, and it's scary. Time.
Okay, well, I was going to do an oral exam, but I think I'm going to do a rebuttal.
Okay. All right, 60 seconds. Time starts now.
Okay. In this essay, I will prove that there is no greater publication like outside of the Daily Mail. On Sundays, it's called Mail on Sunday or something. I don't care, Lauren. I like it. I like that it looks like, if you go to the website or the app, which I have, it looks like a GeoCities website. Like, it looks awful. Like, it's definitely giving my phone and computer and our Instagram all kinds of viruses. But, I mean, it's, I don't want to say, well, first of all, I'm not paying for news. New York Times, Washington Post, fuck you and your paywall, WSJ. Number two, sometimes I read The Guardian. Number three, our Instagram account is like pop culture, and they do a lot of pop culture stories. So, like, if I want to repost something, they'll have it usually.
Okay, your time ends. I mean, okay, you make a good point. There is a lot of, like, you know, hit pieces on Katy Price being a big slut and stuff. So I guess
exactly.
It does, like, do pop culture, but mostly it is, like, horrific abuse trials.
Okay, like, fine. And maybe you're right, because I am on the Daily Mail right now, like I said. And the top story is heartbreak for Riley Strain's family as cops pull his body from the river. And
yeah, then it's Jesus Christ.
Final sighting of him. And they have a picture of his last sighting. But, if you know, I haven't heard of this story anywhere.
You're right.
I told you when we first started this business together, I told you I was a Murdoch girly.
I know. I am a Succession fan, but this is really testing.
We can stop following the Daily Mail, but I do draw the line at New York Post. Like, I do.
Oh my God. Okay.
Page six. We can't follow page six.
Page six, I'll allow. That's. But no more Daily Mail and no more New York Post. It is bumming me out.
The page six is the New York Post.
It is? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. A compromise.
What are we supposed to be following?
I mean, just other Bravo accounts.
Like, I do that already.
I know. You know what? It's just upsetting.
I will take off. Okay. When I go into our Instagram, I never get the Daily Mail stuff, probably because you've already watched it and read it and it's gone for me. I'm deleting it now.
Good. Because it really, the comments, especially.
You're not
supposed
to read those.
I've already gone over my time. They are woof.
They're very, awful.
It's always like, this is what Bill Clinton hath wrought.
I don't know if we are following the Daily Mail or not. I don't see it. Where is it? You already deleted it, I feel like. Okay. Yeah. So this is how you're telling me.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
sorry.
No, that's fine. But are we still following the New York Post?
We're still following the New York Post.
What's wrong with the New York Post? Outside of it's not good.
Guys, please email us bravobreakdowns@gmail.com and tell Michelle what is wrong with the New York Post, on top of the pun headlines, the disgustingly conservative slant. No shade to our conservative listeners. We know you guys are really classy. And follow us at bravo_breakdowns on IG and TikTok.
We're not following the New York Post anymore.
Oh my God, yes.
But we are following Page Six. I will not give that up for any.
No, that I will allow it. I'll allow it.
And plus, Page Six writes about Bravo celebrities all day long.
It's fair. That's fair. It's for business. We can write it off. All right. We love you guys. Bye.
Bye. These girls are having a breakdown. Bravo.